Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump is expected back in court again Thursday as jury selection in his hush money trial in New York resumes. USA's Laura Winters.
Seven jurors have already been chosen. The judge hoping to seat the entire jury, 12 people plus six alternates, by the end of this week. There's a grandfather from Puerto Rico who says he finds Trump fascinating. There's a software engineer who works for Disney who claims she doesn't have any opinion of former President Trump. And there's an oncology nurse among the group.
Things are getting back to normal after a widespread 911 outage was reported in four states Wednesday. Authorities say residents in parts of Nebraska, Nevada, South Dakota, and Texas were unable to call 911. Parts of southern Texas are still having some issues. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is not going anywhere. USA's John Schaefer.
The democratically controlled Senate swiftly dismissed the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional, they argued they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans attempting various motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines.
President Biden is backing Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to provide military aid to Israel, Ukraine, and the Indo-Pacific. Biden called on the House to pass the package this week. Speaker Johnson said he plans to hold a vote by Saturday. Prince Harry has officially changed his country of residence to the United States. Newly released paperwork revealed the Duke of Sussex updated his information last June, although he and his wife Meghan Markle have lived in California for several years. This is USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. The venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A tsunami alert in effect after a volcano erupted on a remote Indonesian island. Indonesia's volcano agency says hundreds of villagers have been evacuated after multiple eruptions on Ruang Island. All the way back in Washington, the leading Democrat and Republican on the House Oversight Committee tangling and at odds over the potential impeachment of President Biden. Maryland's Jamie Raskin and Kentucky's James Comer engaging in a heated exchange during a hearing Wednesday.
We know that Donald Trump had a legitimate business that he talked about and he campaigned on.
The legitimate business was the White House. He sold the White House.
What business were the Bidens in?
Raskin challenged Comer to justify the ongoing impeachment inquiry, citing a lack of evidence of any wrongdoing. More than two dozen Google employees have reportedly been fired following sit-in protests over a project involving the company and the Israeli government. The tech news website The Verge says a number of employees took over office spaces, defaced property, and physically impeded the work of others. New Orleans Saints fandom now visible at the Vatican. The team says Saints owner Gail Benson gave Pope Francis a customized New Orleans Saints jersey during an audience earlier this week. The white road jersey had the name Papa Francesco and the number one on the back. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Now, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Happy Thursday to you. Chris Farrell going to be joining us from Judicial Watch in just a few momentitos, talking all things, you know, that are happening there in D.C. and all that they're keeping our government, you know, on their toes on as much as you can. And there's lots to report on. Chris, of course, is the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch. Hey, Chris, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. It's great to be with you.
Always good. Appreciate the time here. First of all, one of the big headlines at judicialwatch.org is how the FBI abused Ashley Babbitt. Tell us about this.
This is really like a case study in weirdness. So Ashley Babbitt's dead, right? The only homicide of January 6th.
Yeah, not the five police officers that mainstream media and all these talking heads and Whoopi Goldberg and all these geniuses, Joey Behar, would like to spout off. Only there were actually only four people that died on January 6th, and not one was a Capitol Police officer, correct?
That is correct. And so this is here's the whole weirdness. So she's unarmed, recklessly shot and killed by Lieutenant Byrd, who gets a medal and a promotion for it, among other things. And Byrd's a walking disaster. He's a disgrace. Never shouldn't even be a police officer. Mm. Nonetheless, she's dead like a week. And then the FBI decides to open an investigation of her. So I don't know why they're investigating a dead woman. Actually, I do know why. It was the FBI going to great lengths to try to find something to destroy her legacy, or her, you know, this posthumous investigation is an effort to turn her into some kind of boogeyman, right? Some kind of horrible domestic terrorist, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they open this investigation, they interview all kinds of people trying to get a background on who is this woman and what has she done? It's all a big zero. Turns out he's an Air Force veteran who served honorably and basically had a great record in the Air Force. And she's a person nobody says anything about her being, you know, extreme or crazy or violent or anything like that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But this just goes to show you the lengths the FBI will go to try to destroy someone's reputation. Even if you're dead, they're still going to end
it. Exactly. Yeah, this is, you know, when you think about the entire narrative, which is so overwhelming, of January 6th, because, you know, Chris, when you consider this, you realize that this was a planned operative. It really was. This wasn't something that just happened. This was something that was planned months ahead, and they set the gates up in such a way that people would go through these gates utilizing FBI operatives and others to participate in this. And then in order to kind of dress up the sham, you start making heroes of non-heroes, whether it's Officer Byrd, whether it's Yogananda Pittman, you know, the stories that are coming out there. But unfortunately, the leadership of our government is not interested in the truth. They're interested in their narrative that puts and maintains the Democrats and the deep state in control. Full stop.
And I think if you look at even what Congressman Clay Higgins from Louisiana, what he's turned up with respect to video he's seen, or at least he reports that he's seen, I'd love to see it released by our illustrious Speaker of the House, Mr. Johnson. But
yes.
Clay Higgins says that there's FBI guys inside the Capitol dressed as, you know, MAGA Trump supporters before anything happens. They're already yes. pre-positioned, ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is all part of the trap. And I don't know, Chris, if we'll ever find out the whole truth. We're still trying to figure out who killed JFK. You know, so they've got control of these. I mean, it's left up to, you know, opinion. Forget the facts. The facts be damned. Let opinion rule. And then everybody's a conspiratist. But just like everything, whether we're talking COVID, whether we're talking January 6th, what's happening? A lot of things that you and I have talked about years ago. You know, the truth comes out and it's like it's so far down the road when the truth comes out that, you know, okay, all right, well, let's move on. Nobody's held accountable because meanwhile, these bureaucrats have gone through their life. They've caused us all kinds of pain and suffering. They've damaged this democratic republic to the point that here we are. We're so vulnerable to being overtaken by the neo-Marxists, the communists, and the socialists right now. And it's all part and parcel because of what they have done. And we, the people, are waking up, Chris. I see this happening is that, you know, even yesterday we were talking that maybe this is a time for people to pause a moment and, you know, reread the Declaration of Independence. And you reread the Declaration of Independence in light of what we're facing today, and you go, why not now? Once more.
Rather than being frustrated by it, as you and I are, and or seeking to correct it, as Judicial Watch tries to do, by documenting all this stuff and engaging in litigation to force people to do the right thing. There's people like the new head of NPR. I don't know if you've
yes.
seen this lunatic woman. Mm-hmm. This lunatic woman, she's on video. You can find it in about 5 minutes if you just look around. The new NPR head, she's like, I don't know if she's doing a TED Talk or whatever she's doing. She's doing some public speaking thing where she's celebrating everything that you just critiqued or criticized, the moral relativism, the ends justify the means, the facts be damned if you're trying to get a good narrative across. I mean, and she does it charming, smiling, cheerful. You know, that's the goal. That's the objective. Yes. That's how they operate.
Yeah, exactly. And of course, the mainstream media is, you know, just going along. They're not doing their job. And so we yield and lean heavily on Judicial Watch to get the truth out there. But you need reinforcements. And, you know, and I so appreciate you taking time, Chris, to come on the show, you know, to lay it out so that people understand and also that they become connected, because what's happening is in this information age that we're in, we're getting hit with a fire hose of information. And with that attack of information that's coming our way, you have got to become a discerner of what is truth and what is false. And, you know, which is so laughable because you have the administration and Joe Biden saying, oh, we need a ministry of disinformation, when they're probably pouring out more disinformation than anybody else. I think if we stopped them pouring out all the spin and misinformation, maybe that would help us get to the point of discerning a little bit quicker, you know, a truth from the lie. What do you say?
I agree with you. And, you know, what Biden doesn't even know what the hell is going on around him. Day after day, he spouts ridiculous nonsense. that's provably false. And the trained, the press is like a trained field to just sit around and laugh.
Exactly. Well, it all started with a lie, Chris. I mean, are you going to believe that 80 million people? I mean, I keep trying to talk to people. I go, 80 million of you guys voted for this guy. And, you know, and I haven't had one person admit that he voted. I didn't vote for him. Well, you know, we got to go to break. More from Chris after this.
A drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Glad you didn't go anywhere. Glad you stayed here. Taking notes, Chris Farrell is with us, the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, where you get the whole truth and nothing but. Chris, you know, we were talking off air. First of all, before we talk about FISA, because I want to know what's going on here. What's your read on Mike Johnson? There seems to be this loss of confidence And I'm not sure it's all his fault as much as it might be just the paradigm and environment of Congress is that you just don't have a guy like him just doesn't have a fair chance to win, you know, to be successful because of the opposing powers, you know, the slim majority that the party has. I mean, he's losing people. I mean, he's leaking oil. I mean, people are jumping ship here at a time when they need to stay on board. And, you know, it's just amazing to me, these Republicans that have been voted into office and, you know, from Kevin McCarthy on down, just saying, oh, well, I'm going to exit stage left here. Wait a minute. Your job isn't done yet. And you're going to leave the Speaker of the House with a slim majority like this? I mean, what are you doing? So it just seems that the environment is such that, you know, Speaker Johnson doesn't have a fair shot at it. What do you say?
Well, there's two parts to the story. I mean, number one, initially going in, I thought Johnson was really going to be the antidote to, you know, a Pelosi Congress or even a McCarthy who, I mean, McCarthy's greatest claim to fame was he was a good fundraiser for Republicans. That's how he got to a leadership position. It wasn't because of leadership. It was because he generated a lot of cash for the party. All right, so now in comes Johnson, who's supposed to be, and I believe that he is, you know, intellectually armed, you know, as an attorney with a sort of a strict constructionist view of the Constitution and the limits of government and, you know, kind of a Freedom Caucus guy who knows how to get stuff done. And so that was the optimistic starting point. But, I mean, he's gone 180. 180, he just passed a couple of weeks back this $1.2 trillion spending bill, which is a Nancy Pelosi light operation that does things like fund ninth month abortion, has pediatric transgender programs in Massachusetts. And, I mean, crazy, total. I'm not talking about questionable social programs that we may or may not like. I mean lunatic fringe, ultra-lefty stuff. And while he does that, guess how much money was put towards the border? Next to zero.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
The big accomplishment was creating more beds for ICE detention facilities. Well, that's part of the problem. Why the hell are we having more beds for ICE detention? How about not putting people in detention? How about turning them around and sending them back?
Exactly.
I mean, this is the sort of misguided nonsense. And now, you know, on other issues, there's this combination rolled up bill which has Israel funding, Ukraine funding, Taiwan funding. Everybody's getting money. Everybody gets money. Guess who doesn't get a penny? The U.S. southern border.
Exactly. Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, right. Well, and the thing is that, again, I question the environment. Well, I guess the type of character that needs to be in there. It's almost like, you know, if the Republican Party could draft Nancy Pelosi, then maybe we might be able to get something done because
you got to play hardball. You got to say, look,
exactly. Exactly.
We're not going to fund anything. Zero. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead. Shut the government down. We're not afraid.
Yeah.
Somebody who's willing to just stare at them and not blink and say, no, we're tired of playing this stupid game. And if this means everything goes to hell in a handbasket, so be it.
Because exactly.
We're not going to keep playing the same stupid game over and over and over again.
It would appear that on the trajectory that they're on here, Chris, is they're willing to accept, you know, their assigned position as being in second place. They don't want to win.
Yeah, I mean, because you guys are the certified pushovers.
Yes, exactly.
We can scare you into a corner, and you'll cower and you'll cave in. So go ahead, go stand in the corner and get ready.
Yeah, you're the Washington Generals basketball team to the Harlem Globetrotters. You're just out there to fill space. That's all, right?
Right. We're going to run circles around you. You just stand there with your hands up in the air. Yeah.
And meanwhile, the people who vote for the GOP time and time again with a little bit of optimism and hope that just maybe there might be some gravitas. And this is why Donald Trump is so successful, because he actually went in and kicked butt if he'd had some reinforcements. I mean, Chris, when you think about what he was able to do in the 4 years with his hands tied behind his back, all the Obama apparatchik, how they had, molded up the bureaucracy to get in the way, being impeached twice, all this junk that they threw at him, Hillary Clinton's false dossier, that what she got fined, she got a little slap on the hand, she got fined. I mean, Donald Trump, if Donald Trump would have done anything close to that, forget about it. They wouldn't even have there would be no jury. There would be no trial. His butt would just be in jail, or he'd be put off somewhere forgotten, right?
Yeah, well, he's sitting in a New York courtroom now. Over totally manufactured, phony baloney, a misdemeanor accounting issue is being treated. First of all, it's been turned into the statute of limitations already expired. The New York State Assembly passed a law just to get him, right?
Yes.
They changed it just for him. Then they bootstrapped these, 34 charges, turned them into felonies. And now you have the Manhattan DA trying to take an enforcement action on a federal statute, right? The Manhattan DA is trying to take a federal claim, turn it into a New York State felony that's already expired, and they have a letter from Stormy Daniels saying nothing ever happened, I was never paid any money, this is a big zero. It's her signed statement.
Yes.
It destroys the underlying predicate for the whole case.
Well, and then on top of that, you're relying on two people that are already certified liars, right? Exactly. They're going to bring the case, and it's like, and I was watching a little bit of the Karen McDougal interview with Anderson Cooper, and I really felt for her. I felt sorry for her. This is a gal who's gotten caught up in all this stuff and now trying to resurrect something. She's signed off on a, got to pay off and agreed not to do anything. Now she, it's rising up because it's seemingly politically advantageous, I guess, or financially advantageous, I would say, just based on the political winds. And this poor gal is just ruining herself. And it's just sad, her story that she's out there putting in. It's just like, the Democrats are just coming after Trump three ways to Sunday. And people need, and I think people are getting it, Chris, because they're seeing the way they're attacking Donald Trump. They must be so afraid of him and what he would do in reversing all the stuff that they have set up all these years, the fundamental transformation of our country and how the Marxists and socialists and communists have come in and have captured us. But look at, I'll tell you what, if it's not Donald Trump, it's going to be somebody else, I'll guarantee you, because this American idea, God-given idea that we were blessed with, was given to us by God, not by Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. What they've been getting away with is enough. I mean, they have...
Yeah, they're representatives of somebody else.
Exactly. Well... Yeah, without a doubt. We've only got about 45 seconds left. I did want to touch on FISA real quick. Is it possible?
Yeah, the 702, which is going to be reauthorized, never should have been. There was about 24 hours when it looked like somebody was going to push back and say, no, enough of this. Americans, if they're going to be under surveillance, needs to be done with a warrant. And this reauthorization is just further abuse of the system.
Well, here it is. You see the exercise and the weaponization of our government. Just look at Donald Trump. And don't think it's just going to happen to Donald Trump, because if it happens to Donald Trump, it's the rest of us. We're all in the barrel, aren't we, Chris?
That's correct. You're 100% right.
Chris Farrell, Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch.
Even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin. And over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
USA News Update. The Democratic-controlled Senate swiftly dismissing the impeachment charges against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, voting to deem both impeachment articles unconstitutional. They argued they did not meet the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Despite Senate Republicans' attempts at motions to initiate a prolonged trial, all such efforts were fruitless, with votes falling along party lines. Former President Donald Trump reportedly unhappy with the progress of jury selection in his criminal hush money trial in New York. We get more from USA's John Schaefer.
Seven jurors have already been appointed, moving faster than anticipated by some legal experts. Trump expressed his frustration on his social media platform Truth Social, questioning the limited number of strikes during jury selection. He also accused the judge of moving so quickly to help Democrats. Jury selection will continue on Thursday.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez, so much to talk about. The Mayorkas situation, amazing that, you know, the Senate did not pick that up. But, you know, I agree with Ted Cruz. I think this is, you know, kind of a Harry Reid moment. You remember when Harry Reid blew up the nuclear option? I think the Senate went nuclear once again. They have not learned their lesson. Because this rejection of this impeachment will ignite things down the road. So stay tuned for details. Paul Kengor is with us. He's the professor of political science and chief academic fellow of the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Pretty good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Just to, you know, watching our government here and responding. I mean, they're aching for some, some backlash from the American people who are reconnecting with the founding documents and going, wait a minute, let me look at the Declaration of Independence. You know, Paul Kengor, Bill Martinez have been talking about, you know, the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Maybe we should read that. And, you know, what happened to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness? The Joe Biden administration has turned it on its head, and they're just flat out ignoring our constitutional inalienable rights.
Well, and I say really the first duty of the president and, you know, the executive and really of you know, the federal government generally is to protect its citizens, right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
Security for its citizens and protect its borders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the borders are quite literally the boundaries that define a country. And, you know, and if you have massive numbers of people coming in illegally, and they're overwhelming the system, and then you need to defend that. It's kind of like a basic core function of government.
Exactly.
And even libertarians who argue for very low to minimal to even almost no government intervention agree that the government should provide for basic defense and safety and security. And so with this Majorca case, I mean, as usual, the Democrats, right, party line vote, as they always do, as they do with Supreme Court nominees, everything else. But what I think we're really not getting here is that because of the brilliant move of people like Governor Abbott in Texas, Governor DeSantis in Florida, taking illegal immigrants and flying them into Martha's Vineyard.
Exactly.
DeSantis talked about how
probably more to go to Martha's Vineyard, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. And boy, they had them shipped out within 24 hours there.
Those yes, places, exactly.
and also bring them to places like New York City. Right. I think Bill Maher said last week that he thought that was a brilliant thing that Abbott and DeSantis did, because it's awakened these liberal mayors to the fact that, now we see what Texas is all about, right? They're not just a bunch of racists who don't like people crossing the border. This becomes a problem of housing and what you do with these, poor illegal people. I feel sympathy for them, but there's only so many people that a country can bring in. And,
exactly.
And so a lot of people, two weekends ago, I was at our annual Pennsylvania Leadership Conference in Harrisburg. And one of my former students, who's now a pollster for a major Pennsylvania company, he said, you know what the number one issue is right now to Pennsylvania voters? And I said, no, what? He said, immigration. That's in Pennsylvania, of all people.
Exactly.
All voters.
Yeah.
All voters.
Every state has become a border state, and Abbott, you're right, exactly right. Abbott and DeSantis have brought that to the fore. The other thing is, Paul, is that they're realizing is that this is more than just logistics. Getting through the next couple of years, this plan that is being enacted, by the leadership of our country right now, is beyond. I mean, this is again. It's you might say it's Obama 2.0 of the fundamental transformation of America. I mean,
right.
What's happening in all these blue states? What's being said time and time again? And this has only happened during the Biden administration. Is you go into these blue states and you can't even recognize them anymore, Paul? They're filthy. It's interesting because you had Peter Stroke talking about smelling the decadence and odor when he went to a Walmart. Sadly, you're smelling this out of these blue states. And I mean, if you're in a blue state, I'm sorry, but, we're seeing, video evidence of what's going on. And maybe it just kind of crept up on you and you just didn't really quite realize. But maybe step back for a moment and maybe even look at some old pictures. And you look at your downtown areas, what is happening? And this is all part and parcel to your point of the logistical impact that having all these people who are coming in to be takers and not to be givers into our country.
Well, in these Democratic run cities for about 100 years now at this point, right?
Right.
I mean, they've been run by Democrats, Democratic mayors, Democratic city councils. I mean, maybe if you've got a city council of like 12 people, there might be maybe one Republican.
Right,
that's about
maybe.
It. And they've always been just infested with crime and chaos. And so now to bring busloads of illegal immigrants into those communities, and with Republicans having been saying for like 20 years, and people like Donald Trump having said it too, that this is going to cause more crime and more chaos, and now the Democrats are finally seeing that in their communities. And what will the Democratic voters in those cities do? They'll just keep reelecting the Democrats.
Exactly.
And this comes on the heels too, right, Bill, of their whole defund the police movement.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right.
Even more idiotic. So it's a wreck. Now, one might think, and a lot of Republicans would hope, a lot of Trump supporters would hope, that this would benefit Donald Trump in November 2024. But I was talking to my student, the pollster, my former student, the pollster, and he said the crazy thing is, at least in Pennsylvania, this really isn't redounding to Trump's benefit. So, so a lot of these Democrats are finally understanding this. They're finally getting it. They don't like what Biden is doing, but they still can't bring themselves to vote for Donald Trump.
Right.
And the latest numbers on Pennsylvania, Biden's up in Pennsylvania in a kind of composite of Real Clear Politics polling only by 0.1%.
Yeah.
So it's tight. So it's not like this isn't helping Donald Trump, but it's not helping him as much as you would think it would be. I mean, because this is such a huge, clear, distinct advantage of Trump over Biden that
right.
you would expect people to normally go to Trump if those Democrats didn't dislike Trump so much, which, you know, yeah. which is the case.
Yeah, because it's been ginned up by the mainstream media and others, you know, that have told them you should hate Donald Trump. And you go, why? You know, but nobody asks why. They just hate. You know, that's it. That's it. You know, the girls
right.
from The
They're
View.
Great at hating.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're just haters. But, you know, they've ginned that up. But, you know, you bring up an excellent point here. And that's okay. I mean, I'm not, you know, on one hand, it's okay that maybe the numbers don't matriculate to Donald Trump specifically. But it is an opportunity at a local level, which is most powerful, because that's where you get change can happen more quickly and more dramatically at the local level. Is that locally, they feel the pain. And then all of a sudden, maybe it gives rise to a new GOP party or conservatism that has a backbone, that really stands on the Constitution, that stands on morality, that finally says enough of this insanity. We're going to save our kids. We're going to save our country. And we're going to, you know, re-embrace our constitutional rights and this democratic republic. I don't want to hear about Joe Biden talking about democracy. We're not a democracy. We are a democratic republic. All the Democrats use that as a shield to kind of give you the illusion that they're on our side. They are not on our side. They have really become the party of Marxism and socialism. You know, they're democratic socialists, they're card-carrying democratic socialists and communists. I don't think there's any other way to look at it, Paul. They clearly have defined themselves, and they're trying to hide, just like Barack Obama did, behind their charm and behind the wordsmithing. But at some point, you've got to have enough critical thinking invested in this to where you can discern, you know, good from evil, and that which is true and that which is a lie. What do you say? 15 seconds left here before we go to break.
Yeah, well, I'll say this. Ben Franklin said, we've given you a republic, madam, if you can keep
yes.
it, right?
There it
That's
is.
That's what we are, a representative republic.
Sums it up. More from Paul Kangor after this.
I love springtime. The sunshine, the longer days. But I don't love stressing about outfits for all of our plans. Between brunches, showers, and spring break, we need looks that keep up and savings that keep it under budget. That's where Kohl's comes in. I scored 25% off dresses for myself. And with the 50% off going on, I got my daughter a dress for under $22. Plus, I earned Kohl's cash. So if you want a stress-free spring too, shop at Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Women's dresses, coupons do not apply. Offers end April 21st. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Yeah! Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plan starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine2bar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine2bar.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're talking with Dr. Paul Kengor. I think we can all agree. I think we're seeing that a major direct hot war between Israel and Iran. No bueno, huh? We've got to avoid this. But yet you've got the neocons, Paul. They love war, because war been betty good to the neocons, right?
Yeah, no bueno for sure. I mean, no good, right? It's something that everybody wants to avoid. And Netanyahu is in kind of a tough spot. I mean, his country, last weekend was attacked directly with strikes from the Iranians directly. Typically the Iranians would support proxies. Hamas,
right?
Yeah, proxies. That's right. Hamas or Hezbollah, which means Party of God, right? Mm-hmm. That's one of their terrorist cells groups and operating out of Lebanon. That's usually how they would hit. So for them this past weekend to try to hit Israel directly, right, with hundreds of missiles and drones, and by the way, not landing a single punch, it's kind of an amazing thing. I mean, literally not a single death. It's an amazing thing. But yeah, that's Israel's technology. That's the Iron Dome. That's our technology. Mm-hmm. But Netanyahu he doesn't want to respond by hitting Iranian soil directly, because that could escalate the thing. But on the other hand, like Marco Rubio said and others, if you don't respond, it's going to encourage the Iranians
exactly
to think that they can do this again. So
and all the other proxies. Yeah, exactly. I mean, this opens up the whole beehive. You're exactly right. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So I think it's quite possible. I could see Netanyahu, maybe Bill, responding by some direct hits on Iranian soil that would send a signal, show some form of retaliation, perhaps aim to avoid deaths, right? Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, I mean, you know how the international community and all the liberals in the United States, I mean, they're already protesting Israel right now in support of Iran. So, so imagine if Israel responds and the 500 Iranians are killed, right? I mean, these people have a cow. Right? Well, Iran attacked Israel, didn't kill anybody, and Israel responded and killed 500. Well, Israel's evil, right?
Yes,
So he's got to be really careful about how he plays this. But you don't want to escalate it, and you don't want a broader Middle East regional war. And you still have Russia with Ukraine. You still have China eyeing up Taiwan. You've got a president in the White House who's 81 years old and has trouble speaking. and even probably thinking sometimes. He celebrates his Easters as a Roman Catholic. He celebrates Trans Visibility Day on Easter Sunday. I mean, you know, this isn't exactly the kind of guy that you know, I want running things internationally in a very serious situation like this. So it's a very precarious situation for Israel, and I would urge all people to try to put yourself in the shoes of Ben Netanyahu. This is not an easy decision on exactly how to respond.
Yeah, without a doubt. And unfortunately, one of the people he has to consult with is Joe Biden, the very guy you said who can't complete a sentence,
right,
and has mental deficiency. And not to mention his track record when it comes to foreign policy, as Bob Gates said, you know, at that point in time when he wrote the book, I think it was like 20 years of experience with Joe Biden. He said never got anything right. Well, you know, now we're 50 years down the road and he's still looking for something to get right. You know, and his meddling and America's meddling in this whole situation and even meddling with Ukraine. I mean, the neocons and I can't even say these well-meaning people of our government, they're the ones that keep stirring up the nest here. And, you know, at this point, instead of the United States really, you know, coming in a definitive alliance with our number one ally in the Middle East, we're kind of, you know, playing, you know, patty cakes here. You know, they know clearly Arabs only know power and strength. And so what? So what if Iran blusters and says, well, you know, if you attack us, that's it. We're going to totally take you out. So, you know, so what? But, you know, there's wisdom that needs to prevail. And I'm sure God's leading the way here, that God will speak and direct as he's always done when it comes with his favored nation, clearly. And will give Benjamin Netanyahu the wisdom of where he needs to attack specifically to make a statement to say, okay, big boy, you know, our hope is that there would not be human destruction, just like our hope down in Gaza was that human carnage would be minimized. But look at it, it's war. The Palestinians elected Hamas to lead them. They've led them into this war. And I'm not saying that we should be discompassionate. I'm just saying is that we need to be real about the situation as to who's responsible and how you hold them accountable.
Well, an advantage here, too, for Netanyahu is, speaking of Arabs, right, is that most of the Arab world doesn't like the Iranians. They're Shiite Muslims. I mean, the vast majority of the world's Muslims are Sunnis, like about 90%. And but 90% of the Muslims in Iran are Shiite, and they have this kind of messianic complex, this 13th imam, the hidden imam that they talk about. They're kind of facilitating of Armageddon. And a lot of the other Arabs, the Sunnis, think the Iranians are kind of crazy. The Saudis feel that way. United Arab Emirates probably do. That's something to Netanyahu's advantage. In fact, a lot of the Saudis and others and the Jordanians, in fact, Jordan helped Israel respond to this attack. Yeah, they would look at our wondrous American left campus liberals protesting right now on behalf of Iran, and the Saudis and the Jordanians would say, "What the hell is wrong with these people?"
Exactly.
Right?
Well, but the long
in American
yeah, but the long yeah, exactly. But the longer you play with this, Paul, instead of really going in and bullying, the only way you can deal with a bully is you got to bully him back. And so if you don't bully the bully and you keep thinking and you keep appeasing, then this thing just keeps on going. So there needs to be.
How do you stop a bully, right? You punch him in the mouth.
Right in the mouth. Because this, I think Mike Tyson said, you don't know what happens until you get hit in the face. You know, something to that, point,
right?
So,
you get hit in the nose. It's a whole different ballgame, man. You could go from the toughest guy in the world and you get popped in the nose and get your nose broken and it's over.
And the thing is about getting in the nose, it's not like the guy really clobbered you. He just hit you in the right spot. Well, that was goofy. He just barely hit me and I'm
especially if you threw the first punch, right?
Exactly.
Or in fact, 300 punches.
Right.
Let me swing back once, and and tell the bully to stop. And Marco Rubio is right. I mean, if you don't respond, it's going to encourage the Iranians, unless the Iranians, in fact, after they launched all those missiles and everything else, notice how quickly that they said, okay, we're finished. Right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
We're finished. Yeah. So, you know, we avenged our general who was killed a couple weeks ago by the Israelis in Syria. Okay, guys, it's all good. Hey, and no one died. We shot them all down. Mm-hmm. But that's the first time in history, in the however many millennia that the Persians or that sent drones and missiles mm-hmm. from Iran. And you know, right smack in the middle of Israeli territory. It's a big deal, and it really does merit some kind of response.
Hopefully
something
right.
that doesn't escalate the situation too much. Mm-hmm. That's not easy.
Well, Iran definitely took it to the borderline there in what they did, and whatever response is adjudicated by Israel, we pray that it would be the right one. And, you know, we'll see what happens. But based on that response, and you're exactly right, they went dormant really quick, you know, after their response. And so that could be an indication, I think, somewhat of a positive indication that there might be some sense of reasonableness there, where they themselves realize they don't really want to, you know, they don't mind kind of using their proxies and playing on the edges. But, you know, to really go full-blown, you know, nuts here, maybe yeah. Iran knows in and of itself this is not in their best interest either.
Right.
Possibly.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. Possibly. That's right. In a way, they're kind of, you know, in international relations, what we call a rational actor. So they're mm-hmm. behaving rationally to some extent, but also because of this kind of messianic worldview that they have
right.
with the hidden imam and everything else, they might have a sense of martyrdom. Mm-hmm. So acting according to the dictates of their understanding of their religion, you know, they could behave in an irrational way that, you know, based on their religious beliefs, that makes them suicidal. To a rational actor, and a deterrent to a rational actor can be an incentive to a martyr.
Exactly.
So it's difficult to know what they're going to do, which is why Netanyahu, who is a rational actor, even though everyone on the American left hates his guts, mm-hmm. You know, he's gonna have to be very prudent. Now, that's the word that the American founders used a lot in our founding documents, including the Declaration. Prudent.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna
yes.
have to be prudent about how he responds.
Well, and that's the nature of politics. And speaking of which, you know, we touched on this just a moment ago, Paul, and that is that, you know, the president's numbers are just abysmal. A recent survey finds 65% of registered voters in key battleground states say Biden's presidency has been a failure. By a 14-point margin, they blame Biden's policies for runaway inflation. 59% blame Biden for the disaster of the border. I mean, all polling numbers are in the tank here. And, you know, this is why Kamala Harris is out there pounding the abortion drum, because that
right.
seems to be their last hope, and their silver bullet that they can count on is hopefully they can gin up a lot of these, you know, these women and the media and everything like that to overcome the pain and reality of the Biden and Democratic policies. We'll have to wait and see how this plays out, but we'll continue to keep you informed. Dr. Paul Kengor, thank you, sir.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
We all have heard about